David Van Buren, the Air Force's acquisition executive, didn't name the specific programs that'll suffer from budget cuts when he talked to an industry audience in Northern Virginia. But he said when the fiscal year 2013 spending plan is released next month, it'll be clear that the Pentagon is taking a more incremental approach to acquisition and putting a premium on performance.
As in real estate, you look at location, location, location. I can tell you that what we're looking for now is performance, performance, performance. The budget activity in 13 did not look kindly on non-performing programs, okay? That's the message out of this. If you get out of the gate, you perform like the tanker, things are going to be pretty solid. But non-performing programs are going to suffer here, I think, in the way we go forward.
Also, Van Buren told the AFSCEA Northern Virginia crowd, look for a more distributed strategy to the way the Air Force allocates funding for major acquisition programs. In the current budget, he says the Air Force's top 10 most expensive programs accounted for almost half of its spending. He says that won't be the case next year.
This whole budget activity is driving what I'll call incrementalism, and that incrementalism is looking at our requirements, looking at our research and development, and how we transition that research and development activity, not just simply putting it on the shelf for perpetuity, but how we can bring that to productize that in the future. So how we execute our acquisition strategies, from better business deals to how we look at spending the taxpayer dollar as if it was our own, is really taken over the building right now. And it's taken over the requirements organizations. And what we are doing, at least in the Air Force, is I sit at the end of the table with the requirements folks, and we truly are looking at each and every program on a best value basis, and where is the knee in the curve.
And Van Buren thinks the Air Force has gotten a lot better in recent years about specifying its requirements to industry and conducting fair and transparent competitions. He says the most recent acquisition for a new aerial refueling tanker was a prime example. Another Air Force acquisition priority, increased the distribution of contract funds to small businesses. Van Buren says there's good news and bad news on that front. Most of the service's major commands are far exceeding the Air Force's overall 17% small business goal, with some of them awarding more than half of their contracts to small businesses. But Van Buren says most of their commands aren't where the real money is. It's in the big spending organizations like Air Force Space Command and Air Force Materiel Command.
Now, the problem there is that most of those programs are very large programs, satellites, rockets, bombers, freighters, whatever. And a lot of small businesses aren't in that market. So we're trying to do our best, look at debundling activities and other approaches which will get us up. Because we have a challenge. If we don't do anything, we're going to continue to slip down here into an unsatisfactory situation. So we're trying to get that arrow going upward, and we could use your ideas and your thoughts to articulate what you think is the way forward.
One area where the Air Force plans to allocate a healthy chunk of small business spending is on its upcoming NetSense 2 contracts for IT modernization. It's the follow-on to the current NetSense contract vehicles, which the Air Force has had to extend several times because of delays in making awards on the procurement, which is worth up to $24 billion. But Van Buren promises this year is finally the year.
You can say, you know, this thing was delayed and delayed, but I'm going to say the reason why, and that is because there were so many people that bid on these programs that expressed interest that it was a huge task for ESC to go through and do the careful source selection that they've been working on. And they really have spent the time on trying to give each and every one of you a fair shake in this program.
Van Buren says the Air Force expects up to $11 billion out of the overall $24 billion to go to small businesses. Among other things, NetSense 2 will give the Air Force access to outside help as it tries to break down its stovepiped IT systems and build a coherent network enterprise.
What we had was a wide distribution of little nooks and crannies and little programs that didn't interconnect in terms of a network or a major architecture. And it didn't matter whether it was IT, it didn't matter whether it was cyber or battlefield surveillance. And what he's trying to do with the MITRE Corporation that we've redirected into a more architectural and system engineering organization is to try to get into that. Obviously, I hope that we can move as fast as you would want into that and away from, buying bits and pieces and things and hoping or wishing that they all connect together.
He says the Air Force still faces that disjointed IT problem with its enterprise resource planning systems. He says the service's initial approach to ERPs wasn't very thoughtful, taking a Big Bang approach rather than implementing functionality in an incremental way. But he says it's not all the Air Force's fault.
The performance of ERP systems is not good. But that says something about the execution of the industrial base, right? And the value add of what that is. And so I think that for industry, there's a little bit of looking in the mirror here, right? I mean, we aren't doing it. So I think this is maybe looking introspectively here at, you know, how can we just do better? Because these things got to get done. We need a new system. We're maintaining or sustaining something on the order of 250 different systems for logistics support down, and primarily in Gunner. And that's tough stuff, you know?
In Washington, Jared Serbu, Federal News Radio, 1500 AM.